All right, everyone, we're going to go right into the federal regulatory update. It's my pleasure to the two next speakers on federal regulatory update. Sudeen Kelly is a partner in the Washington, D.C. office of Jenner & Block. Sudeen represents a variety of clients in the electric and natural gas industries on business, regulatory, litigation, enforcement, and policy matters, such as electricity and gas markets, renewable energy, electricity transmission, hydrogen, offshore wind, distributed generation, energy projects on Indian lands, natural gas, and oil infrastructure. Sudeen helps clients make the challenging decisions they face through understanding, navigating, and complying with, and as needed, changing federal, state, and local energy law and policy. And we are also joined by Rich Glick. Rich is a principal with GQS New Energy Strategies, a consulting firm he co-founded with Pamela Quinlan. He recently completed a 5-year term as a commissioner with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, where he chaired the commission between January 21st, 2021 and January 3rd, 2023. As chairman, Rich initiated a number of key initiatives, including proposals to reform the planning and cost allocation process for electric transmission, expedite and enhance the generator interconnection process, improve the operation of organized electric capacity markets, and protect the reliability of the electric grid against weather-related cybersecurity and physical attack threats. And prior to serving at FERC, Rich held a number of impressive positions. He was general counsel for the Democrats on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, serving as senior policy advisor on numerous issues, and prior to that, vice president of government affairs with Iberdrola. So I'll hand it over to you, Rich. Thank you so much. Yeah, there's this. Okay, cool. And then, or you can use the arrows. Cool. Yep.
Great.
Yep, there you go.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. And so Sudeen and I are going to split up the slides a bit. We're going to go back and forth a little bit. I'll start with a couple of slides and then move on. And I think the point is, so you just heard a really interesting panel, a lot on tax issues, a lot on Congress. And in the past, energy policy was primarily made by Congress, right? Whether there was, every so often, there was major energy legislation passed, and that in some ways set the direction from at least a national perspective of where our energy policy was going. That doesn't really happen as much anymore. I think over the last 10 years in particular, it's been more on the regulatory side. A lot of it at FERC, we're gonna talk a lot about FERC here and a couple other things, but mostly from, and also EPA, some other government agencies as well. But in general, you're gonna see obviously, as there was the Inflation Reduction Act, and there'll be a budget reconciliation bill which have a big impact. But outside of that, there's virtually little chance that other energy legislation is going to be enacted in this Congress or probably future Congresses outside of, again, the budget, the tax budget reconciliation context. So just thought I'd start a little bit with the context and I think of the regulatory challenges that everyone is facing these days. And I think people in this room obviously know that in particular, we're in a kind of a new world, significant growth in electricity demand, whether it be because of data centers, cryptocurrency here in Texas, it's a big deal. Electrification, other reasons that electricity demand is expected to go way up. At the same time, because of that and because of other factors, people are, and on the regulatory side in particular, are very concerned about electric grid reliability. In Texas, obviously you had Winter Storm Uri, but and I know there's growing concerns about the ability to meet the growing demand of electricity here in Texas, but throughout the United States. Then, of course, extreme weather is a big factor. We're obviously seeing throughout the country in different forms, extreme weather, and that certainly presents challenges to the grid. And then the changing resource mix. We're moving on the clean energy transition. There's a lot of state policies, a lot of federal policies that are obviously moving that forward. We're here to talk about renewable energy, but they do, you know, moving to inverter-based resources does present some challenges that need to be addressed as well. And I think the, some of the agencies, in particular FERC, are taking up some of those issues in various rulings and orders and so on. And then finally, and you've heard just a lot in the last panel about the Trump administration and changes and obviously the Republican Congress, and that certainly is presenting at least some challenges, at least some uncertainty.